Morning Watch, Day 4. Living a Christian Life and Church Life Under the Government of God for the Economy of God, Week 4. Becoming a Reproduction of Christ and Experiencing Christ as the Shepherd of Our Souls. Related Verses. 1 Peter 2:25. For you are like sheep being led astray, but you have now returned to the Shepherd and Overseer of your souls. Psalm 23:3. He restores my soul. He guides me on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Philippians 1:27. Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, that whether coming and seeing you or being absent, I may hear of the things concerning you, that you stand firm in one spirit, with one soul striving together along with the faith of the gospel. Hebrews 13:17. Obey the ones leading you and submit to them, for they watch over your souls as those who will render an account, that they may do this with joy and not groaning, for this would be unprofitable to you. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Romans 12:2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. Related Reading. Christ was our Redeemer in his death on the tree. Now he is our soul's shepherd and overseer in the resurrection life within us. Therefore, he is able to guide us and supply us with life, that we may follow in his steps according to the model of his suffering. According to verse 25, Christ is the shepherd and overseer of our souls. Our soul is our inner being, our real person. Our Lord, as the shepherd and overseer of our soul, shepherds us by caring for the welfare of our inner being and by exercising his oversight over the condition of our real person. In the second stage of his shepherding, Christ restores, revives and transforms our soul, and guides us to walk according to the Spirit on the paths of righteousness to fulfill the requirement of righteousness. To be righteous, that is, to be right with persons, matters, and things before God according to his righteous and strict requirements, we need to be revived and transformed in our soul in order to be proper and balanced in our mind, emotion, and will. Our problem was that we were like sheep being led astray. But now we have returned, turned back to the shepherd and overseer of our souls. We should not think that in 1 Peter 2:25, Peter uses soul as a synonym of spirit. A shepherd takes care of the physical needs of his flock, and Christ, our shepherd, takes care of the needs of our soul. We all have a spirit, and the spirit is our inward organ, but our being is a soul. Therefore, Christ mainly shepherds us by taking care of our soul. He takes care of our mind, emotion, and will. We may think that our problems are with the body. No doubt, the body does give us many problems. Nevertheless, our real problem is in our soul. Our mind, emotion, and will all have problems. Unbelievers are wanderers in the soul, and they do not have a shepherd to take care of them. But our situation is different, in that we have a shepherd who takes care of our soul. Not only do we have the Lord's life within us, but we also have him as our shepherd. He is now shepherding us in our soul. I would ask you to consider this matter of the Lord's shepherding according to your experience. Do you experience the Lord's comfort and sense His comfort in your spirit or in your soul? If you say that His comfort is in the spirit, your answer is not according to the Bible. Before you came into the Lord's recovery, you may not have known that you had a human spirit. But since you have been in the church life, you have seen the revelation concerning the human spirit. But this revelation may have now become to you a new kind of tradition. To say that Christ's comfort is in our spirit is to speak according to a new tradition concerning the spirit. Many times we speak of turning to the spirit, perhaps expecting that when we turn to the spirit, everything will be all right. Actually, even after we turn to the Spirit, many things may not be all right. From experience, Peter knew to say that Christ is the shepherd of our souls. Therefore, Peter does not tell us in verse 25 that Christ is the shepherd of our spirit or of our body. He clearly says that He is the shepherd of our souls. This epistle was written to Jewish Christians who were suffering much persecution. Apparently, persecution is related to our body outwardly. Actually, persecution is aimed at the soul. Because it is our soul that suffers, it is our soul that needs the Lord's shepherding. It is not our body that needs this kind of care, nor is it mainly our spirit. It is our soul, our mind, our emotion and our will that needs the Lord as the shepherd.